Yeah, good morning, Americans. I'm Cheyenne Lopez. I'm your radio podcast host for America Everyday Life Radio Show podcast. And again, here it is, a Sunday morning, and I'm doing this broadcast. This is part two. Name my show and segments on today's episodes are Medical Necessities. Our rights being violated that we can't get what we need. Now, I will go ahead and give you some alarming stats. Now, we spend $1.3 million on jail costs, okay? The taxpayers. And that's average each state. Meanwhile, the average marijuana user spends $900 every time going out and getting marijuana. It's on the average. We spend $3.6 billion taxpayers' money wasting to legalize marijuana. Now, an alarming stat that $3.6 billion is money we can use for medical research to find one cure, cures all. Now, think about it. $3.6 billion would go a long ways finding research to cure everything. One research, one pill, one shot cures all. Now, I know it sounds like space age technology from Star Trek, but wouldn't it be better to have a prevention and a cure to cure all than it would to make something legalized that we get higher off of, that people are going out and demoralizing themselves and ruining their minds, ruining their thinking, impairing them? And then it increases chances of early onset of Alzheimer's. It means you can't think to write what you want to and work. Because once you get hooked on it, you gotta have one after another. You gotta light up constantly. So we could spend that money on better use. And I know many of you would agree with me. Now, here we are wasting money. Now we can have it. Now we can use it for better things. Now we have going on a cycle in the United States of America. A cycle. Here we got 17 states. Now 17 states, they could have it better spent. And that money could go to helping get medical necessities that's needful. And we could spend it, get that person off of addiction. Now, let me give you a long-term answer. Let's give these people, instead of these 60-90-day treatments that don't work, they're still got in their blood system, so therefore they're going to go back and get high. Let's come up with this solution. Let's give them 2 years in locked up confinement, and it will be out of their system then not to want that marijuana or anything no more, or even that methadone or fentanyl or opiates. Once they're in that treatment for 2 years, and the confined locked up place with bars over the windows and locked doors, they can't get out on the street. They won't have access to get out there. Now, wouldn't a facility like that be a lot better to have than a 90-day or 60-day things? Just as wasting money going to a gymnasium to work out. The biggest gimmicks are gymnasiums going to exercise and work out. You go direct to your local high school, get permission to go to their weight room, and use weights there. Go work on a farm and lift green bales of hay, and you'll go exercise. Go on a farm and do hard work, you'll get exercise. Chopping wood, it'll give you exercise and muscles. Now, let's go. Why don't you waste money instead of jogging and running your feet more? Walk. Let's do away with marathons in cities and these jogging races that they have. It's ruining people's health. They don't tell you how many people are dying from that, having heart attacks. They don't tell you how many people, the true hidden effects of those health damages, the long-term effects. They don't tell you that. Now, let's get true facts out there. Like, how it does it, your Achilles heel. It causes bone spurs, onsets, arthritis early. How jogging increases, damages more than it does good. Let's get the true facts of heart rate increases. How much damage it takes for your lungs to get air to it. Let's get the true facts out there. Let's get the true facts of how many people on average are getting high. Now, we used to spend authorities would arrest every 42 seconds somebody getting high on marijuana. Average of 42 seconds to arrest somebody on marijuana. Put them in jails. Okay? Now, here we need, here we have drugs that's easier access to get for children and high schoolers to get. Soldiers to get high off of. We spend more money on same-sex marriages than we do on what's real life, realism. Now, I'm not putting people down. Now, I like that policy on Reagan. Don't ask, don't tell. I don't want to know this. I don't want to know what they're doing in public. I don't want to know they're having same-sex going on. It shouldn't be public. It should be private. Now, but what we need to do is we need to have more Christian counselors. That's the answer. We need to have medical necessities made easier to get than we do cannabis. Can we do that? Yes, we could. We could do away with so much red tape. And here, in this here United States of America, in other words, what I'm saying, a small book, the size of a children that you're having fill out, instead of that paperwork, so much of it, the front and back of one single page is all we need to fill out. Not asking privacy questions like, how long were you married? Have you been to Africa recently? And you know, another thing that angers me is when we call up and we've got to record information like trying to get through their bank. Here, we are Americans, and you should come to the United States. Only speak English. Only speak English. I got these languages on there. And it prolongs the recording to get to what you need to get. I want to speak to a live person. It goes back to recording and doesn't offer to be able to get to a real person to answer your questions. I'm upset about things like that. I'm upset because we can't get what we need and we spend money on make the cannabis legal and we can't get what we need. And you have hypocrites out there who want us to pay for it out of our pocket when it's taking everything we have to pay bills and pay everything off that we got. I'm angry because we've been discriminated against daily, every second of life that we live here in the United States and people around the world. They can't get the wheelchair if they fall, or they can't get their, they can't be not be normal like other people because we can't get the necessities. We want to live like the people who have good health. We want to live like an athlete playing high school football who is young, who's able to do. We want to be able to have that life again. Meanwhile, is it, answer this question, people. Is the federal government trying to kill us all? Is Obama policies that he had, which is still in effect, it need to be done away with? Is it causing us to be killed off? I believe it is. Because I believe if they want to do away with the poor, sick, and disabled, I believe if they want to do genocide, and I believe if they want to stop paying for us. Well, first of all, it was our money, and you the working people, as well as my generation of working people, who paid into what we have as Social Security and our Medicare that we're using. It's not here the these people who are making these decisions are reading from textbooks and not done a hard day's work in their life. You got members of Congress that went to law school and never used their hands a day in their life to do a hard day's work. Never been out here on the street to face what we face and know what we do. And never faced an everyday life of living homeless or living on the streets, having to fight to get medical things we need, or it be a flu shot or a pneumonia shot. Again, it should, in Canada, what we need to do is fix our insurance much similar to what Canada has. The idea came about years ago, the federal government toying with it, and they never went no further. So, but here's what we need to make Medicare and Medicaid. Bring it upgrade it, instead of doing away with it and changing parts of it to make you, let's say if you're getting $800 a month, and it takes every bit to pay your bills, and you have nothing left to pay $500, then go get that back brace that you need. All because of QMB. QMB, folks. Our spin down. Spin down. Again, it's a part of Obamacare. Spin down is. The part it was never done away with. Spin down. Tell me, do you got $500 to spend out of your pockets or back brace? Do you got $500 to spend out for a motorized wheelchair? Do you got $500 to spend out for even a plain lightweight wheelchair? Do you got $500? Only the rich do. The poor don't. The poor and disabled don't have that because they're limited on the income of what they have, all because these hypocrites say that people on Social Security get too high income. Heck, we can't get our cost of living right, way it's set by President Richard Nixon, We need to create the COLA adjustment that we should get a cost of living adjustment every year. And who's the federal government basing these cost of livings on? The stupid metric system that we don't use. The stupid metric system that Canadians use is outdated. I'm talking about the Canadian government, because Canadian government about forcing a lot of the Canadian people to use the metric system. Who goes by wind don't go by kilometers, it goes by miles per hour. And water goes by knots. Okay, that's the speed you go by on water, knots, not kilometers. Who measures acres of land in rod acres? I don't. Do you? Why can't we go back to having a motor in a car long ways instead of sideways where you can be able to do changing the plugs, you who want to be able to do maintenance yourself and save it? $30 or $40 going to an oil changing place or a place to change the plugs to have a tune up when you can do the simplicity of yourself. Who wants to spend that constantly doing that? Why can't we stop wasting money on building these plastic automobiles and crash nothing and kill more people? Why is it that these states, who changed the laws that states allow motorcyclists not to wear helmets? You have more people killed now, getting their head busted, than ever before on motorcycles because they have no helmet. Now, who passed these? Now, it should be the insurance companies encourage the passing of the law to have a helmet on when riding a motorcycle. If you hit a tree or if you hit a car, you wind up on asphalt, wham, goes your head, especially if you're splattered all over the place. Right now in Canada alone, there is more motorcycle wrecks going on, all because people not wearing helmets up there. More people are killed, especially intersections, because people running intersections and the motorcyclists, or motorcyclists is hitting them. It's not just there, it's across the world. Now, I do stand corrected on some ways. Not perfect in everything, but I speak out for millions and perhaps billions of people. Now, let's stop wasting on demonstrations that we don't need and start calling our congressmen and senators and our legislatures and states. Let's get this reversed and changed. Less paperwork. Less prior authorization to get what we need. The right to choose and have our insurance plans like UnitedHealthcare to cover getting a wheelchair at places 5 miles in your own county and going to the state of Illinois to get a wheelchair. Let's stop being a hypocrite. Until you experience that person who's got that, and you feel what he feels. Let's think and consider that that person isn't the same as you. Let's stop and think of the chain reaction it causes. Let's stop and think and do before we say. That's what I'm angry about.
I don't know, I have no idea. He's gonna ask.
I'm angry because it's a chain reaction. Each and all of this does. The chain reaction is, now we're fighting mad because of our, we can't get the medical necessities we can get. Because it's come to a belief that the federal government wants to kill us off before we get. And here you got things discriminating against us still. Come on, people. It's, wake up and smell the coffee. The discrimination you think is, and the hatred, the ones that's accusing is the one is doing. And they're getting away with it. And there's the same people protesting outside, coming in out from outside, like New York, just down in Virginia, or down in North Carolina, or even Alabama, disturb those peaceful, loving people to create trouble. And yet, these are people who are ignorant. And they won't take it as a learning cycle. They can't see that the black, Asians, Hispanics, whites, all live side by side peacefully down south. They want us to come in and stir up the trouble. In other words, they want to serve up something raw rather than something that's done and good. They can't see it down there. It's what we've done, what the Southerners have done, was good. It turned into good. That they're making out to be bad, and it's not as bad as pictures painted. Messiah's got truth. Meanwhile, they're sitting there in their rap music discriminating against you. And their hip-hop using the prejudiced words. You know the words I'm talking about. You hear them say it every day. And they call it to you. And they'll say it on the street and get away with it. Now, I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this truth. I'm saying reality truth. I've seen it each and every state I've been to. I've seen it. I've been called it, too. It hurts when they call us that. And they get away with it. All they got to do is call it discrimination. Get away with it. They don't want to do it by hard work. Those are the ones that want things for free. The immigrants are coming here from Mexico, from Honduras and Nicaragua, and what other countries. Marching in at 7,000 was, now 4,000, now maybe 2,000. Headed toward our southern borders. And it drives me and my criminals. I don't disagree with President Trump on that. I support President Trump. It was the voice of the American people who spoke and elected President Trump. Let's stop the bickering and get behind him and give him a chance because he's trying to make America great again. Trying to bring back our manufacturing jobs that we need. Manufacturing, if you think about it, did not cause pollution. Manufacturing did not cause pollution. It's the pollution is coming from the chemical plants, from the power plants that the federal government never did crack down on, make them change. Yet they did it to our tire plants. They did it to our steel plants. So they could stop affecting the ozone layer, which I don't believe it is doing. If the ozone layer and our oxygen has been taken away, we have been taken away, then why was it 100 years ago we had what they call an ice age? And there wasn't none of that around at that time. Think about it. Truth is, it's a repeated cycle throughout nature and history that has to take place. And they're trying to create pandemonium into you, the people. Pandemonium, which means the fear factor. Fear factor leads to being trampeded on. Now, it means being trampled on. It means run down on. It means to be killed. Now, that's the true meaning of the words. Look up in your dictionary. I believe it, when you come here as a citizen, if you're going to come to the United States, you should have learned English, got rid of your old country, and be an American. It means including ridding the turbines. And we need to rise up, Americans, and stop these Arabic people from running for governors and for Congress. They need to take their turbines off their head. They could be people hiding grenades under them, or even weapons they can carry in. They can have an explosive belt of this around them. And it could be your loved ones they're killing. I agree with that we have too much violence on. And we have too much violence in the United States. Back in 1970s when we had lesser of these people coming in to the United States, we had a convenience store on the corner run by an American and who spoke English and understood us. And if it was a Mexican coming in working in the store, he spoke English. He understood us. We didn't have those stores owned by people coming from India, people coming from the Middle Eastern countries on every corner. We had more jobs in the 1970s and 80s than we do today. Truth is, we're deteriorated as an American. We are a deteriorated, now use that word thoroughly, deteriorated America. And we're going to fall further unless we step forward and repeal it to change it. Thank you, God bless. And stay tuned for my next broadcast on America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show.